Welcome to your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast with Deanna Hobbs, founder of Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, broadcasting live from our headquarters studios in Buffalo, New York. Visit us online at empoweringeverydaywomen.org.
Welcome to this, your Tuesday, November 28th, 2023 edition of your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast. My name is Deanna Hobbs, your bestie from Buffalo, your sister from another mister, bringing you the biggest smiles and the warmest greetings ever. Hey, best. How you doing? How your mom and them doing? How is Thanksgiving? All that good stuff. I've been so busy. And today I am specifically coming to you. I am being pulled in a million different directions right now by my team. Because it's Giving Tuesday, and I cannot allow you to miss the opportunity to do good. As you know, God has graced me to lead a nonprofit organization called Empowering Everyday Women, EEW for short. And what we do is offer humanitarian aid around the globe. We spread the gospel of Jesus Christ in remote areas wherever there is a need. We try to get there. And so we can't do any of what we do without your love, without your support, without your tax-deductible donations. And so today, I need you to help me. If you're on my mailing list, you got an email yesterday, and you'll probably get several more today. Please indulge me on social media, in your email inbox, because today is the biggest fundraising day of the year for EEW. And so I could not let the day go by without saying something to you. You know, by the way, Thanksgiving for me was a blessing. Hallelujah. Bestie, guess what? I cooked dinner and didn't burn anything. Look at God. That food was so good. That soul food for Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. It was amazing. Now, right now, I am on a Daniel fast. So all my Thanksgiving fun is over, but God is good. I feel the healing happening in my brain and how God is getting me back on track. But anyway, I digress. Today, Giving Tuesday, is so essential for all of the functions of Empowering Everyday Women. We help get clean water to folks who need it, food, sheltering the homeless, giving clothes to those who don't have them. What else are we doing? As you can tell, I don't have a script, right? I'm just here. I literally ran into the studio and I am here. There's so much EEW does. We get sanitary products for women. So many women have issues and infections just because they don't have sanitary products. So many things we take for granted, right? And folks don't have them. We offer free tutoring, educational resources, free Bibles. We are doing whatever we can to distribute the message of the gospel as well as humanitarian aid globally. And I know so many of you are supportive of us all year, and I thank you. And I'm asking you to dig even deeper today. I have a big request of the Lord, and I have been praying, God, help me to realize this prayer. Help me to see manifestation, yes, manifestation of this prayer, that you would bless us to be a bigger blessing, the biggest blessing that we've ever been. And I sort of pray that every year, but there's a number that I have in mind this year. And so I'm asking God if he would do that, because there's so many people who are hurting, so many hearts that need to be healed. And so I could not let today go by without coming to you. Now, this will probably be one of the shortest podcasts you've ever heard, but please know that my team and I have been busy, busy working. That's why you haven't been hearing from me as much. The holiday season is so hectic, but for me, it's hectic because we are finding so many ways to be a blessing, to give back. And so we've been through Black Friday, right, Best? We've been through Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. Let's not forget Giving Tuesday. This is our opportunity to be like Jesus. Jesus gave, and so we give. And I can't do it without you. You know it. Even I've been really excited about some of the things and initiatives and programs that we have been launching all year long. And so this holiday season, we are pushing for everyone that can and will to join us. Whosoever will, let him give. If you go to our website, you'll see we have a new holiday commercial there, just admonishing you to give in the spirit of the season. As a matter of fact, if we have that clip right now, you won't be able to see it, but we can play an audio. I think it's about a minute long. We have it. Oh, good.
It's that time of year again. The holiday season is upon us, and Empowering Everyday Women, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, is gearing up to be a big blessing to women and girls around the world. Do your part this season to spread joy by helping fight hunger, shelter the homeless, and spread the love of Jesus across the globe. No gift is too big or small, and all donations are 100% tax deductible. So go ahead and dig deep. Head on over to www.empoweringeverydaywomen.org to sow today. And remember, God is pleased when we give.
So there you go, right? Dig deeper this year. I'm so excited about giving. I love it. It just lights me up inside to give. One of the things that I do want to leave you with, though, I feel led to impart this to you, is that you are somebody's answer. You are somebody's answer. Sometimes you feel insignificant, like there isn't much that I can do. You think about the issues and the problems that you have of your own, and you feel like, Lord, I need help. But God is challenging you to use whatever you have, not just financial resources, your time, the wisdom that you have gained through experience. Some of my besties have the best advice. You have so much biblical wisdom. You have knowledge and insight and real life world experience. You ain't just book smart. You've been through some stuff. God wants to use your life to help somebody. And so I want you to begin seeing yourself as an ambassador for the kingdom. Really see yourself that way, that when you go out into the world, God is using your hands, he's using your voice, he's using your abilities, he's using your resources, he's using your time to make a difference in the world. Even if that time is only a little bit, like mine is today, because I got to run out of this studio and do some other things, bestie. I am going to be in the office late. I'm going to get home late tonight because I know that there's so much to be done. But I pray that you will prayerfully consider, not if you should sow. I'm believing God that he's just going to put it on your heart to go to empoweringeverydaywomen.org and sow. Not if you should sow, but what you should sow. And I admonish and challenge you that whatever you are thinking about giving, increase it a little bit, because I know that the law of sowing and reaping, it's a biblical principle. If you give sparingly, you reap sparingly. And if you give generously, you'll reap generously. So join me today in being a blessing. And thank those of you. I want to take this opportunity that I might not call your name and all that, but thank you. I see you. I appreciate you and your gifts that you give all year. So many of you are recurring supporters. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It does not go unnoticed. You are feeding the hungry. You are helping to bring healing to the sick, give water to the thirsty, right? You are helping to mend the broken by distributing the gospel. And when you partner and collaborate with Empowering Everyday Women, all those things become possible. So I love you so much. I wish I could stay longer. Pray for me this holiday season as I endeavor to do all that God has called me to do. And before I go, I want to pray really quick. God, I pray for this, my sister, this, my brother. Thank you that you even sent them to press play. I know this message is not for everyone, but there is somebody that you are placing it and impressing it upon their heart to sow today for the benefit and betterment of your kingdom. And as they obey you, God, I pray that they will see the fruit and the reward of their obedience. Give them a harvest, manifold blessings that they won't have room to receive. I thank you for their life. I thank you for reminding them that they are somebody's answer. And as they step fully into their calling, souls will be saved and the bound will be healed. And I thank you for their life. In Jesus' name, we bless you now. Amen.
Your daily cup of inspiration has been brought to you by Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where we fuel your faith every day. For more information, log on to yourdailycupofinspiration.com.